We have a lot of young people in the church. They come periodically, but we're all young at heart. And the reason we continue to do a youth message, even though we have very few youth, is that we're all children of the living God. So we're all childlike. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all the little children." And if you notice, when we get old, we get to be childlike. Now, my humble opinion, I think that's God's way of preparing us to go into the kingdom of heaven, because then we become childlike and we understand his love for us. So I was thinking about meals. Now, we know that a lot of young people and even adults like to eat those Happy Meals. I don't know if they like the food or if they just like the toy. Anyway, or a Holy Meal. Now, there's nothing wrong with the Happy Meal that McDonald's has. It has elements of bread and juice, or you get the grape juice with it. It's a tradition sometimes. But if you place the Happy Meal before kids, you will also know that you are breaking bread, or basically having the elements of communion. Isn't that interesting? So there's a lot of different traditions for Holy Communion. Some people call it a Eucharist. But sometimes we think about, well, what do we mean, a Happy Meal or a Holy Meal? Well, communion is also a Happy Meal. And think about that. When you break bread together, you're accepting the love of God and celebrating what he has done for us by the breaking of bread and drinking of the cup. Now, sometimes if you like the other kind of communion of a Happy Meal, I kind of like my Happy Meal with pickles and lettuce and tomato and sometimes mustard, but mostly ketchup. But think about that. How do you like yours? Well, that's not really communion, is it? It's really a meal, and it's a Happy Meal. But sometimes we, as people of the living God, are exploring knowledge. Children's knowledge, physical knowledge, the difference in all the ability to identify the spiritual differences in the comments as we make the relationship between a Happy Meal or a Holy Meal. Think about that. A Happy Meal is one who serves the meal, makes you happy. You have to pay for it. The Holy Meal, on the other way, is somebody serves us the meal. Now, usually myself or Tina or whoever's helping to serve Holy Communion, we serve it to you. Now, the Happy Meal, many times, are to eat this kind of food every day. We break bread in a lot of ways. But the Holy Meal is a different kind of food. And we do it here at the church once a month as we are celebrating what Christ has done for us. It says on the holy table, "Do this in remembrance of me." Jesus commanded that we break bread together. So when we do, we, as the scriptures talk about, break bread and celebrate Holy Communion, we acknowledge that we're going to live forever because of what Christ has done for us, and it's sort of like a memorial. We eat this meal once a month called Holy Communion, the bread, the wine that Jesus gives us. And after we eat it, then we celebrate and say, "Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us." So the difference between a Happy Meal and a Holy Meal is simply this. It is both food, but the Happy Meal is food for our physical bodies, and the Holy Meal is food for our spiritual bodies, even though we partake with the piece of bread and the cup, which is the juice. So, we thank you for that, because all this food that God has given to us helps us physically in this world, but the food that we celebrate in the Holy Meal gives us the ability to accept eternal life, and that we won't die forever. Now, we might die physically, but not spiritually, if we participate in the Holy Meal that Jesus gave to us. So, when Jesus talked about the bread from heaven, he's talking about a spiritual hunger that is satisfied because of Christ. But If you enjoy the physical food, the Happy Meal, it's a wonderful thing too. That's why we pray before we eat and say, thank you, Father, for the blessings of this food and this meal. Bless our spirits and bless our physical bodies in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.